So of course, this week's parasha, we have the mitzvah of Mila. We just were talking a little bit because we raised an analog to Shita Sarash, the Shita of the Bali Atosos and Psachim and Dav Zayin, which we'll see inside in a little bit. What I want to try to do today is to work out Shitas HaRambam in the context of the mitzvah of Mila through the lens of the Minchas Chinuch. Okay. So the Minchas Chinuch raises the following issue. V'nei mivuar d'ikar mitzvah la'av k'lashon ashas heichi d'lo mali avuei mechuyav in abezdin v'chein mivuar b'rambam d'en mali minos shaladim shalom midaito v'ani mesupak im higdil she mitzvah gam ken alav ramya v'mechuyav lamul atzmo im gam ken mitzvah la'av v'lo nifka ha-mitzvah me'ito odilma da mitzvah la'av rak b'kadnuso v'al k'shehigdil en chiyav ha-mitzvah la'av Rak alav. So we know it's a beferish gemara in kiddushin that the mitzvah of mila, right, is sort of itinerant, just like us today, right? Sort of itinerant. It goes from the father doesn't do it, so then bezdin can get involved. Bezdin, milas atzmo. So what's not defined in the gemara tzvi is like, what about these points of transition? Like, when does the father's primacy? When is there hafka on that? So the Minchas Chinuch says, yeah, I'm really sure. And he says, Milashon Arava Mechaber, from the language of the Sefer Achinuch, you can make a diuk, Shekasav, etc. Milas Banav Haktanim, he says the father is obligated for the Ktanim, Niraktaz Davka Banav Haktanim. But let's say by Bar Mitzvah, we would look at that already a little bit differently and say the father's mitzvah has now receded. He's not different than anybody else, and the mitzvah has transferred over to the Bino HaKatan. And again, there are going to be all kinds of differences here between a situation where the father is around, but he's recalcitrant, or a situation where, Rachmana Litzlan, the father is no longer around, right? Obviously, at that point, you know, our willingness to get involved is going to be, you know, much greater. And then kinds of, you know, intermediate situations where the father is around, but he doesn't show any interest, he's not necessarily opposed, but he's certainly not going to pay for it, all kinds of different things. So, Minchas Chinuch has a really interesting question. And Kedarko Bakodesh is not sure. And he lists four nafkamina, which are not so critical for us, but just to show you the different ways, the Minchas Chinuch is always looking to generate nafkamina. He felt like contractually obligated to do so, even though the question is really a question of lamdas. That's what we're primarily interested in. But I'll read what the nafkamina are. He says, number one, nafkamina di ma'av ba'atzma mo'al mechuyav la'mo ba'atzma gadlu. So gam ken deshitas ha-shach sha'asa l'chabed acher, right? The shach says that, you know, generally speaking, we can have shlichos, but since with the respect the mitzvah of Mila, Vayamal Avram is Yitzchak Beno, Ben Shmonas Yemim, Kasher Tziva Oso Elokim, the mitzvah primarily resides in the father, that it causes a qualitative diminution of the mitzvah to put it over onto a shaliach. So the father wouldn't be able to do so, even Bimei Gadluso, when the child is ready bar mitzvah. Number one. Number two, Gadluso, Yim Rotzah Ben Lamulos Atzmo, V'av Gam Kein Rotzah Lamulim Lo Nifka Mitzvah Sa'av Av Kodem, V'im La, B'vadei Beno, Im Yachol Lamul Atzmo, Asur Lamul Afil Al Yidei Aviv. Right? So again, let's say the child happens to be capable as well. So if you have the father who's capable and the son who's capable, the Kedima should go to the one who has the primary mitzvah. And there's also, you know, a Choshen Mishpat application, and Choshen Mishpat, the Sma writes about this concept called Yud Zehuvim. If I encroach on somebody's mitzvah, even if I have some shaychos to the mitzvah, I'm not completely mufka from the mitzvah, then I would owe 10 gold pieces, you know, or at least one gold piece worth 10 Zehuvim towards the individual in question. Number three, V'od nafkamina ma'av mevarech, this is one I'm most interested in, frankly, Birkas Lachniso. Do you still make the bracha of lachniso bebriso shel Avraham Avinu? And four, v'gad nafkamina l'inin mi'efshel l'mulo b'lischar im'av mitzuva mechuyav ulitain v'imeno mitzuva eno mechuyav yosher mikol Yisrael ayin yoredeya. Again, so if the father is obligated, this is sort of the parallel question, but the opposite fact pattern that we had before, let's say the father doesn't know how to be a mohel, like 99% of fathers out there, so is it going to be his responsibility to foot the bill? Okay, so it's really a question in lamdas. And what I'm going to try to do is understand Shitas HaRambam and use that to be machriya, the safek of the Minchas Chinuch. Okay, that's my project over the course of the next 35 minutes or so. So the Mishnah says, the Mishnah is known to all of us, so we'll talk about it the second semester. Kol mitzvah saben alav, anashim chayavim, v'nashim pturos. So parental responsibilities devolve on the father and not on the mother, at least primarily. Sometimes you can have a situation where the father isn't around, then we can raise an interesting question. So the Gemara expands. The summer of Yehuda Hachikamer, Kol Mitzvos HaBen HaMutalos Al HaAv La'asos Ivno, Anashim Chayav Nashim Turos. Tani L'Hadat Tanu Rabbanan, Av Chayav Ivno Lamulo, Liftoso, L'Lamdo Torah, L'Asio Isha, L'Lamdo Umnus, V'yesh Omrim, Af La'ashito B'mayim. I think I've mentioned this in the past, but I'm always makbid to be the one to drive carpool as long as I can. There's not a direct conflict to the swimming lessons for my children, because I want to be as involved in the mitzvah as I possibly can be. You know, if we had a pool, I would do it myself. We don't. I take them swimming when I can, but afla shito b'mayim, to try to be as involved as possible. Yehuda Omer kol shena melamed is b'no umnos melam de listos, listos akadaytuch elokilo melam de listos. If you're not going to bother teaching your child parnasa, or today what that means is giving your child an education, so that they can earn a parnasa, so that's a terrible failing, and kilu melamdo listos. Okay, so on this list, you have, you know, different elements, lamulo, lifdoso, lalamdo Torah, lasio isha, lashito b'mayim. So lamulo minalan, dechsev, next week's parsha. Vayamol. Okay, so Vayamal Avram Yitzchak Bino Beheicha Delomale Avua. This is a really important part. This is Gufa the Suffolk of the Minchas Chinuch. So if the father doesn't do it, Mechayvi Beidina Lemimhale. So Bezdin then takes over. But nobody states clearly for us, you know, how do we know that the father didn't do it? Well, the father is not living, you know, then it's obvious. But there's obviously a million intermediate cases where you need a signed affidavit from the father, where you need a Bifne Edim. You know, so it's a very, you know, ambiguous expression. Dechsev himolachem kol zachar beheicha delomale beidina mechayev iu lemil nafshe. Eventually, becomes his obligation. Dechsev, very important pasuk. We'll come back to it. Ve'arel zachar shirli molas psar lasel v'nichrasa. This week, etc. Okay, so let's now start setting the table for shitas harambam. So the Gemara Pesachim, this is the very bottom of Zayin Amud Aleph, the top of Zayin Amud Beis. First line in the Gemara there, Meisvei Baruch Asher Kishem Tzavet Zivanu Al Hamila. So the Gemara is operating on the assumption that when it comes to Birchas HaMitzvah, right, Kol Mitzvah Mevarchin Aleim Over La'asiyasan, a sugya that we've seen, so the standard bracha should be with a lamid. So why isn't it lamul? Why is it Al Hamila? So Hasam Heichi Neima, Neima Lamul, Lo Sagya Delav Ihu Mahil. So the Gemara says, very difficult to interpret these words, does he really have to be the one to do the Bris Mila? So the Gemara's response is, well, Avi HaBen, Ma'ik LeMeimer, when it's the father, yes, it's his mitzvah. So the Gemara says about that, En HaChanami. So it sounds like the
Gemara says that the baby drug will not be available for mincha, so there will be a mincha in room 17, room 16, 17, will have mincha, not the baby medrash.
En HaChanami. So it sounds like the Gemara is willing to concede on that point, that the father, at least in theory, should have his own bracha. Now, the conclusion of the Gemara, as we know from last year, learned this bi'ion, the Gemara's conclusion is very surprising. Instead of liva eres hilchasa al bir chametz, that's how we paskin. And the Gemara says, nami lahaba bashma, that al can mean lahaba as well, as opposed to liv, which might have been the more natural language, more obvious. We have a principle of mitoch perchosav shaladam nikar shu talmid chacham, that sometimes we want to make the more subtle point so that we can teach people that al actually means lahaba. V'gabi mila nami lo shnavi aben meinishta alma. So there's no distinction between a father and anybody else who's doing the bris mila. Deha lahaba mashma v'al hamila nami kilamul dami. So everybody makes the same brach on the end. Asher kidushano mevesosa v'tzivano al hamila. The Rambam disagreed in frontal terms. Hamal mevarech kodem shimal asher kidushano v'tzivano al hamila. That's Imal ben Chavero. The Rambam says, "Imalas bino mevarech vitzivanu lamulas haben." So, machlokas number one, Rambam and Rashi, is nusach habracha. Ve'avi haben mevarech bracha acheres. Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Hamash Rekichanu Tzav Tzivanu Lachnis Til Bebiso Shel Avram Avinu. It's a little bit ambiguous when this bracha is made. That was the suffix of the Balei Tosos, but it's the father's bracha. And then the Rambam has what appears to be sort of a free read. Mitzvah La'av La'mul Asbino Yasser Al Mitzvah Shemitzuvin Yisrael Sheyimolu Kol Arel Shebinehem. We'll have to flag that line because that seems like the linchpin. Lefikach, it's therefore and only therefore, im ein sham aviv, if the father isn't there, in mivarchin achara bracha zo. If the father is not there, then this bracha lachniso is not made. V'yesh misha hora, there are people who disagree. Shivarchos abezdin o echad min am, v'in roi lasos ken, the Rambam says, in my opinion, it's wrong. So one of those individuals who thought that it was perfectly appropriate for somebody else to make this bracha was none other than the Ravid. So the Ravid says, Mistabra kiman damer bezdin o meyuchad shabam mivarech, v'nagu etzlenu shasandikos, the sandik, is going to be mivarech. So the point is, you have a machlokas Rambam and Rashi about the nusach habracha al hamilar lamul es haben. And then you have a further machlokas about lachnisa bishul shel Avraham Avinu machlokas Rambam Ravid. Obviously, the Ravid isn't alone in this line of thought. And then you have this really interesting lefikach in the Rambam, where the Rambam is, you know, sort of piggybacking off of this line, mitzvah av lamul es bino yosal mitzvah shemituvin yisrael. Sheyimolu kol arel shebinei, and he says lefikach, and therefore only the father has the right to make a bracha lachnisu b'risa shel Avraham Avinu. And so that would be the third question: is what exactly is this lefikach? And that was one of the sfeikos of the Minchas Chinuch as well. So that seems of particular, you know, consequence. If you go back to the very beginning of Hilchos Mila, Perek Aleph Halacha Aleph, there's another machlokas there between the Rambam and the Ravid about the chalos kares. But the Rambam writes the following, and again, I think the language is very suggestive. Mila mitzvah sasei shachayavin ala kari, shenemar ve'aril zachar, asher lo yimolos psar ala, so v'nichraso hanefesh shahi me'ameha. Just as a general matter, you guys should be aware, when the Rambam wants to impress us with the significance of an institution, very often what he does is he'll start out by projecting kari. So he does that in Hilchos Korban Pasach. Anybody else remember where he does this? You guys would have learned this last year, seen this, you know, very explicitly. Right, Hilchos Chametz Umatzah, Perek Aleph, Halacha Aleph. Right, he mentions that Chametz, you know, you have a chi of kares. He's trying to make a point, right, that this is a like profoundly significant institution. Mitzvah al ha'av, lamulas bino, v'larav lamulas avada, v'liz bayis miknas kesef. Avar ha'av, o ha'adon, v'lo mal o san, bitom mitzvah sasevenu chayiv kares, yino kares taloi elo, Be'orel atzmo. Ubezdin mitzuvin lamul, oso aben, o aved bizmano, velo yanichu arel be Yisrael, velo be'avdehen. Why can't it just say, Ubezdin mitzuvin lamul, oso aben, o aved bizmano? What's this, velo yanichu arel be Yisrael, velo be'avdehen? It's very reminiscent of the line that we had before, right? Mitzvah la'av, lamulos beno, yeser, mi mitzvah she, Yisrael, she imolu kol arel she b'nehem. Okay. So, it's interesting, the Hagos Maimonios commenting on the issue of Lachnisa Risa Shel Avraham Avinu notes that the Psak of the Rambam aligns with the Psak of Rabbeinu Tam, which we'll see inside a second. V'chein Pasuk Rabbeinu Tam, v'chein Imadavar, he likes that idea. Udlo kirashi shekasav sheish avarech lachniso kodem, that the brach of Lachniso sort of tied into the mitzvah. Right, kol mitzvahs mevarchin aleihem over lasiyasan. So that was the shita of Rashi, and then presumably whoever is doing the mitzvah is going to make that bracha also. Kind of like the Ravid right? Didn't think it was locked into the father either. So the Hagos Maimonios thinks that there's kind of like an axis that emerges between the Rambam and Rabbeinu Tam. That too is very fascinating. So the Rabbeinu Tam is this Tosos that Nachi had alluded to that we mentioned in Shir. Happens to be my favorite Tosos in Psachim. For those you know. Who are interested. Tosa says the following. Mikani matrich rajba levarech letnei amila lachniso. Dilach amila yishakir b'ruchas. So the lachniso lahaba mashma. Right, it sounds like it's about to happen. Once he has, you know, as my cousins from other boroughs of New York like to say, you know, once he's gemalt, or once he's circumcised, you know, he's already part of the covenant. So the Rambam wants to know, you know, or sorry, the Balei Tosfos want to know, like, you know, isn't that, you know, a sheker? If you make lahachniso after the bris milah, it should go on the maisa milah. Okay, so classic formulation. We should understand as a birchas hamitzvah. And it's, you know, very fascinating. Some mitzvos actually have two brachos. So you have either al hamila, if you like Rashi's girsa, if the father happens to be the moel and you hold to the Rambam, so then lamula saben. And then you have a second birchas hamitzvah. So Rabbeinu Tam disagrees. V'lonir l'Rabbeinu Tam perekub lezer demila tanya hamal omer shekichad sevetzivanu ala mila avi ha-ben omer lechniso mashma la'achar hamila mikomo. Again, like I said, it was a little bit ambiguous in the Rambam where you put it. Avagav de lechniso mashma lahaba lo, it's mashma lahaba lo kasha. T'lo al zos hanasa achshem evarech ala mishabeach umod de lakadosh baruch hu shetzivanu ala mila kshetavo liyado. That Rabbeinu Tam doesn't deny that lachniso is lahaba mashma, but we're not talking about the maisa mila. It's not a birchas hamitzvah, but it has to do with raising this child, right, to a particular lifestyle. Bibriso shel Avraham Avinu is just the beginning. And we want to give shabach v'oda, you know, to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that we have the opportunity to, you know, engage in this sacred mitzvah, but it's not really a birchas hamitzvah. It's a mitzvah that has a trajectory to it, which follows, you know, from that point on. It's mikando lahaba, it's the way that you're going to educate that child. That's why I especially like the idea that what do we say at the bris mila? Kishem shenichnas labris, kain yikanes latorah chuppa masan tov. It's not just a throwaway line, but it's actually, for Rabbeinu Tam, it's very meduyak. The whole point is that now we have them, it's just step one on the trajectory. It's just, you know, the first step, but there are a lot of things that have to follow. Like the Gemara says, Lamulo, Liftoso, Lulamdo Torah, Lulamdo Umnos, Lasio Isha, Afla Shito Bamayim. Okay, so one more Rambam, then I'll try to make a point, bring a raya, Machria de Minchas Chinuch, and have some concluding remarks. So V'im Hayusham Omdim, Omrin, Keshem Shach Nesas Lebris, Kain Tachnisi Torah Chob Masim Tovim, V'achar kach mevarech avi abeno hamal o echad mina omdim sham. This is clearly berachat shevach voda. Berachat Hashem akenu melcholam asher kidash yedid mi batan v'chok v'sheirosam v'tzeetav chasam be'ospris kodesh alken b'scharzos kelchai chalkenu tzareinu tzavei lahatzol yidu sheirenu mishachas laman briso asher sam b'vzareinu berachat Hashem koreis abris. So it's not like the Rambam thought that the father had to run the table here. He's open to the idea that the shevach v'hoda can be offered by somebody else, but here comes yet another, you know, piece of the puzzle. It's not our common practice in Chutz Laaretz, but only the father gets to make a shachianu. So the Shitas HaRambam, we really have three distinctions between the father and everybody else, and then we have these lashonos that need explanation. Number one, different nusach habracha, machlokes Rambam Rashi. Number two, only the father, lachniso, machlokes Rambam Ravid. Number three, only the father gets to make a shachianu. Observations. Twice, the Rambam says, the mitzvah on the father is greater, mitzvah av yeser, mimasha nitztavu yisrael, sheimolu kol arel shabineyem, and then lefikach, only the father gets to make lachnitza bibiso shel Avram avinu. And then, also, right, the Bezdin, when the Rambam talks about the chi of shifting over to Bezdin, if the father's not around, or not interested, or whatever it is, Bezdin mitzuvin lamulo so abeno eved bismano. What's this? V'lo yanichu arel b'Yisrael v'lo be'avdayan. So what is Shitas HaRambam? The Rambam says yeser. Like, I mean, it's greater, it's worth 10 points. And if the Bezdin does it, it's worth 6 points. It's obviously not quantitative. That would be crass. So I think what the Rambam has in mind is that there are actually two very different ways of thinking about the mitzvah of Mila. Jack?
So like, for a normal person, it's kind of like just adding someone to Bnei Yisrael.
Okay.
But like, for the father, it's like something that came from them.
Okay, I hear that. I'm not sure how that works out exactly with the words of the Rambam. So here's what I would suggest. The father is the only one who can perform the mitzvah of Mila. And we perform the mitzvah of Mila, you could say, Lachniso b'riso shel Avraham Avinu. And a Maisa Mitzvah gets a Shachianu. So what's this whole business about Bezdin or the person themselves when they get older? So the Rambam says repeatedly what that is. V'lo yanichu Arel be Yisrael, it's Hasaras Ha'arla. There are two different dinim here. One of them is the mitzvah of Mila. Now, by definition, when the father does Mila, he's removing the Arla. That's good too. But that's not our focus. Our focus is on the Maisa mitzvah. You don't get to make a Shachianu on Hasaras Ha'arla. That's what the Rambam says repeatedly. Lo yanichu arel b'Yisrael. If you don't accomplish the mitzvah of Mila, so there's at least a goal, right? You want to mitigate, you know, the travesty of having an arel b'Yisrael. The Rambam says that repeatedly, right? Sheyimolu Yisrael kol arel shebeinehen. Right? Or the Gemara already alludes to this idea. How do we know that the mitzvah can already transfer after the father and the bezdin to the person themselves? V'arel zachar asher lo yimol asbsar laso v'nichrasa. And so therefore it makes perfect sense that the Rambam paskins that there's a different nisach habracha. You're doing something radically different. Lamula saben, right, is about the mitzvah of Mila. Al hamila is just about the institution, part of which is hasara sa'orla. Only the father can say lachnisa brisa shel Avraham Avinu, because the idea of brisa shel Avraham Avinu is father to son, father to son. It's about a certain transmission and a masora. You don't have the achniso briso shel Avraham Avinu when all you're achieving is hasaras haorla. And finally, that's why you get to make a shachianu. You make shachianu when you do mitzvos, not when you mitigate catastrophes like hanachas haorla b'Yisrael. So if that's true, we can well understand the Rambam's peration at the end of Hilchos Mila. Me'usa hi haorla. But the Rambam says things like you're wondering, what is he getting at here? Me'usa hi ha'orla, hopefully somebody can pick up on what the Rambam is trying to say. Shenizganu ba'agayim, shenemar chichol agayim arelim. G'dola hi ha'mila, shel nikra avam avinu shalem ad shemal, shenemar hisalech lefanai ve'yetamim. Ve'na brisi benu v'necha, v'chol ha'mefer briso shel ram avinu ve'niach arlaso o meshacha, ava b'sheish b'torah ma'isim tov v'mein lo chevek l'olam haba. What's this me'usa hi ha'orla u'gedola hi ha'mila? I mean, like, you know, one would imply the other. Unless, yeah, Gavi, go ahead.
That the Arla part is bigger, but that's what the father's mitzvah is. But instead, the Arla is something that you have to do in terms of, like,
business. Exactly, that's mu'usa. That just has to be removed. The davar ma'us has to be expunged. But gedola mila, right, one doesn't necessarily imply the other. The mila, right, is all about, you know, the idea of knisa labris, you know, as the Rambam quotes these beautiful psukim here, v'etna brisi b'ni uvenecha, right, what we call briso shel Avraham Avinu. The Rambam talks about how there's 13 brisos. Okay, so I think this is the absolute truth of the lamdas from the Rambam's point of view. I also think it would answer the question of the minchas chinuch. I can't say this is true for every rishon, but it's definitely true for the Rambam. Because the subject of the minchas chinuch is, well, I don't understand, he says, what the seams in the Gemara are. When do you start transferring, right, between the father, let's say, and the son? And he says, it's not clear. Maybe the Sefer Achinuch says the father's only mitzuvah when the banim are ketanim. To me, it's quite obvious that the special yichus that the father has is, as we say, lachniso b'briso shel Avraham Avinu. What did the Rambam say? Lefikach. If the father isn't there, nobody gets to make that bracha. Because Mila, we saw this in Rabbeinu Tam as well, I think the Hagos Maimonios was absolutely correct, right? There is a linkage between Rabbeinu Tam and the Rambam. Mila is the first step in the child's chinuch. Lamulo, livdoso, lalamda Torah, v'chule, v'chule. So if the child's already a gadol, he's already mechuyav b'mitzvos, so sadly, and then the father reappears, the father's missed his opportunity. It's not like something, you know, magical. But the whole idea is that the father's primacy is derived from the fact that the father is charged with being mechanech this child. As we said, Mila isn't the end. In many ways, it's the beginning. But if the child is already a bar chiyuva, I think it's quite obvious from the Rambam's point of view that the father's primacy in Mila is gone, and what's left to do is hasaras ha'orla. Just get rid of it as soon as possible. Sadly, the father missed his chance to be machnis, the child, to bris Torah, gedushas Yisrael. It's a, you know, simple fact of having missed those precious years. I think we could be machria, the sabek of the minchas chinuch, for the Rambam. For other Rishonim, I think it's still an open question, but that's just the nature of things, you know, we could rightly expect Rishonim to disagree. So I'd like to bring a raya to this idea from the Gemara in Kiddushin. I happen to love this Gemara. I really hope that we get there this year. The way that I have the curriculum set up is that after Pesach, I hope to learn Asara Yochsin with you. Asara Yochsin is a beautiful perek. It has basically everything to do about Giyor. We'll talk about a lot of those issues. But, you know, Sugya to Sugya, it's just, it's a wonderful limud. We had, years ago, they had like a Friday kollel here, the guys who were learning in YU, and I taught that perek to them. It's a very, very beautiful limud. So anyway, this Gemara is extracted from there, and I think it really speaks to, you know, what we're trying to develop. So Amar of Nachman, Shlosha Ne'manim ala Bechor. So there's three special kinds of Ne'manos for a Bechor that inherit in different people. So Elohein, Chaya, the maidservant, the midwife who was involved in the delivery of Avivimo. So Chaya la'alter, right? Her Ne'manos is limited, literally, once she turns around, you know, she no longer has Ne'manos. We assume that she's the first human being to see the child, so she would recognize it. But once she's no longer there, you know, infants kind of look interchangeable, you know. They're all kind of, you know, they also look the same way. So, you know, her Ne'manos is very limited. Aviv imo, so chayel alter imo kol shiva. Then the mother, you know, for all 7 days. Aviv leolam. Kidatane yakir yakiren leachirim. So what does it mean? Aviv leolam. So you would think it means leolam. Leolam means leolam, like from the moment of birth till the father, you know, laachar mei ve'esrim isn't around anymore. Rashi has a big chiddush in the Gemara. So aviv leolam. So Rashi says, Kol Shiva, dying in Aviv Makirbo, Shelo Yotza Mitachas Yide Imo Likanes Libris. Mikan Ve'elach Mutal Al Aviv Lahakiro Kidichsev Yakir. When does the father's relationship with the son really begin? Brismila. And then it continues, La'olam. Kol Shivas Yamim Tachas Imo. It's a very fascinating idea. The father's relationship, the special nemanus, right? It's a dindo raisa. Yakir, yakirenu lacherim. He's believed to say zebeni bechor. Really interesting. According to Rashi's interpretation of the Gemara, that only really begins at bris milah. The bris milah is what forges the bond between father and son that then gives the father nemanus on a doraisa level to say anything, you know, about the status of this bechor, to identify this bechor. I don't think that's an accident. Bris Mila is the Rubicon. It's what catalyzes what hopefully is a lifetime, certainly in the case of Avram and Yitzchak, it was a lifetime relationship between father and son. Vayilchu Shnehem Yachdav. Avram and Yitzchak, and, you know, just to conclude, as I said, with a remark about this, Avram and Yitzchak are the paradigmatic father-son relationship. It's the first father-son unit that we have in the Masorah. Okay, so, you know, the first, Avram is obviously the first figure that we have in our Masorah and the first father that we have. He's on the one hand, Av Hamon Goyim, but he also creates a paradigm of what Jewish fatherhood is about. And Yitzchak is the first son. And Yitzchak is a really great son. He continues his father's legacy. And it's not an accident, right? It's in fact the opposite of an accident. It's absolutely deliberate that the first father-son relationship in the Torah is concretized by the mitzvah of Mila. It could only have appeared there. Vayamal Avram is Yitzchak. Not just Yitzchak, but Yitzchak Bino Ben Shmonas Yamim. So I was talking about this a little bit in the Stein Mikra Chaburis, again, at the risk of just repeating myself. I happen to really love Rashi at the end of this week's Sedra, where Rashi says something very strange. He says, you know, why is the kid's name Yitzchak? Well, obviously, Pshuto Shel Mikra is Vayipol Avram Al Panav Vayitzchak. Right? But the other Deya in Rashi, I guess some of you, you know, answered this in the Shnai Mikra, you know, challenge. So is that, you know, the different letters stand for different things, right? That Tzadi is Sarah's age, represents her contribution. The Kuf is Avram's miraculous age. The Ches is Mila, right? That's very central to Yitzchak Avinu's identity. But the Yud is the most interesting part. Everybody remember, the Yud is Keneged
Well, Steph Bell is actually supposed to ring 10 minutes from now, but looks like the ring already and folks are moving. So moving forward, period 8 on Friday will end at 1:28. There's a Mensa minion, which will take place in room 1617. Right now, wishing one and all a fantastic Shabbos.
Okay, so in any event, the Yud is Kenega the Asara Nisyonos, right? This is very strange. Like, what does that have to do with Yitzchak? It's a feature of Avraham Avinu's life. But if you understand this point, this bonding, right? The first letter of Yitzchak's name are his father's life's experiences. He's a hemsheikh of his father. And that's really the notion that we're developing. The father's role in Bris Milah is just fundamentally different. If, God forbid, the father's not around, so we all have an obligation. Shelo yanichu arel b'Yisrael. We can't have a Reilim walking around. It's mu'usa. The Rambam says it's repugnant. We can't deal with that. You know, we can't abide that. It's intolerable. But there's still something terrible that's been lost, which is the opportunity that a father uniquely has lachniso bebriso shel Avraham Avinu to continue the masora that started with the first father and the first son, Avram and Yitzchak, and was carried down, ben, achar ben, achar ben, achar ben. And for that, you make a shachianu. And for that, you say, lachniso bebriso shel Avram Avinu. It's a singular opportunity. And if that is all true, and I'm absolutely convinced that it's true, you understand why I really love that Rabbeinu Tam. That Tosfos on Daf Zayin, where Rabbeinu Tam says that you give Shevach Takadosh Baruch Hu. One day you'll all understand this very well. To give Shevach Takadosh Baruch Hu, Mirtz Hashem, to be able to participate in that chain. Right? He says it's not the Mila, it's not what you're doing right now, the circumcision. It's what Mila represents. Mikanu Lahaba. That you're going to have the opportunity, you know, Kishem, you know, Shenichnas Labris, to continue on the greatest legacy in all of humanity, that we're part of this. Right? And that if there's a lot of hard work that's involved, you know, in trying to be mechanech children, ben achar ben, children in general, but there's no higher honor. So how could you not say a shevach vehoda on that? Right? That's the idea. Right? So I think, you know, that Rabbeinu Tam, in many ways, like Dagos Maimonios points out, it really is affiliated with Shitas HaRambam, the special role that the father has. And according to the Gemara in Kiddushin, that role can only really begin with Bris Milah. That's where it all starts. La'olam means la'olam, but la'achar, Bris Milah. Okay, so we'll hold it up there. Wish everybody a great Shabbos. We'll pick it up on Monday.